what are the eating utensils that she sets at each plate when you're setting the table for supper?
A plate and fork, knife and spoon, cup and saucer if you got coffee, or a glass if you got tea.
If your dishes are dirty, you say, it's almost supper time, and before we can have supper, we have to have some clean dishes. I must what?
Wash the dishes.
After she washes the dishes, what does she do?
Dry them and put them on the table, I guess.
What does she call the cloth or the rag that she uses to dry the dishes?
Dish rag.
And what do you call the small square cloth that you use to bathe your face?
Wash rags.
After bathing, what do you use to dry yourself off with?
Towel.
What do you turn on at the water pipe of the kitchen sink?
Spigot.
If it was so cold last night that our water pipes
froze up.
If you stuck a pin in a balloon, it would
burst.
What would the big container or the bin that people used to buy their flour in? Was there a term that you...
Barrel.
And what did molasses come in when you used to buy it in big quantities?
Barrel.
What do you use to enable to pour water in a narrow mouth bottle? If you want to pour something into a bottle that has...
Oh, a funnel.
When a horse is hitched to a wagon, what do you call the bar of wood that the traces are fastened to?
A swing tree.
And on that wagon, you'd have, if you had two horses and each one had a single tree, what did you call the thing
that... Double tree.
If a man had a load of wood in his wagon, he was driving along, you would say he was doing what? If he was pulling...
Hauling wood.
And if there was a log across the road, you'd say, I tied a rope to it and...
Drug it out.
What do you break the ground with in the spring?
Turn plowing. With a plow now, a mule and a plow, you'd call it a turn plow. But if you got a tractor, you'd call it disc.
Yes. Uh-huh. And after you've plowed, what do you use to break the ground up even finer?
Well, that's where your disc comes in.
That's what the disc.
With a tractor. You take a disc and cut it a few off. With a turn plow now, much way of finding up too much, only just returning it and that'll help rise it up more, but as a general rule, they cut it, they turn it, and then take them discs and get on it and pulverize it, and ready to get right in there and plant it right off the reel. It's much easier.
And what is it that the wheels of the wagon fit onto?
Axle.
That's the... What do you call the X-shaped frame that you lay a log across to chop it into stove legs?
That's a wood rack.
Wood rack. And when you use one of these, you'd say that you're going to, when you've straightened your hair with a comb and then you want to get it even a little smoother looking, what do you use?
A brush.
And what is the strap or the thing that your father or you probably used to sharpen your razor back before the...
A razor strap.
A razor strap.
And make mighty good whips, too.
Oh, they make good whips.
Oh, man. A razor strap made a good whip.